Apparently today will feel like Groundhog Day, according to Washington State Initiative promoter Tim Iman. This will be the third time Iman has submitted signatures for a ballot measure to require a supermajority vote of the legislature to raise taxes. Today is the deadline in Washington and Oregon for initiative sponsors seeking to qualify for the November ballot. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview.
Of the more than 50 proposed initiatives in Washington, only two are likely to make the fall ballot. Both used paid signature gatherers. One is a well-funded charter school measure. The other is Iman's two-thirds requirement for tax hikes. Iman says as petitions were being circulated, it was clear Washington voters are quite familiar with this idea.
Didn't we just vote for this? Didn't we just vote? And we would have to explain to them, well, see, we're just renewing it for another 2 years because if we allow them an extra year, they'll repeal it and raise a bunch of taxes.
He's referring to the fact that after 2 years, Washington lawmakers can overturn a voter-approved initiative with a simple majority vote. Meanwhile, in Oregon, the Secretary of State anticipates six or more initiatives could make the ballot. They include measures addressing marijuana legalization and non-tribal gaming. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.